Good morning. We are beginning the fourth parak, parak dalad of Maseilas Yesharim, Beveir Knias HaZehiros, where he explains Knias HaZehiros, how to acquire the midah of watchfulness, Zehiros, of vigilance. Hinei, Masha Mevias Adam Al Derech Klal El HaZehiros Hu Limud HaTorah. In a general sense, what motivates him and leads him to watchfulness is Torah study. Hu Masha Amar Rabbi Pinchas B'Tchilas Braisa, Torah Mevia Lidei Zehiros. It's Torah that leads us to watchfulness. In many senses, it's Torah that defines the purpose of life, the Torah that defines right and wrong, Torah that motivates us to want to grow and be spiritual. So it all starts with Torah. Amnam, al derech prat, but in a more particular sense, hamevi lazeh, what leads to watchfulness, hu ha-hisponenus. This he's been speaking about for the last parak. Hisponenus. What is hisponenus? Reflection, analysis, introspection. Al-chomer ha-avodah shechayev b'ha-adam, about the importance of our obligation, the work that we're obligated to do in life. Va'omek ha-din aleha, and the severity of judgment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this very seriously. Va'omek ha-din aleha, v'yetze lo zeh min ha'im v'ma'asim ha-ksuvim b'sivri ha-kodesh, min ha-limun b'ma'amari ha-chacham zichronim l'vracha ma'orim al-zeh. And this comes from what he said at the beginning, from Torah. Torah teaches us, if you look at everything that is written in Tanakh and also in Chazal, you see that life is real, that actions have consequences, that the spiritual fulfillment of a human being is real and meaningful. In the process of understanding this, there are different levels. So there are different levels, different ways of thinking, depending on who you are. He says, if you're Shlemi Hadas, you are people who have reached more perfection, chusim mehem, and people who are of lesser understanding, and then chol ha'amon kulo, for the masses. L'shleimei hadas, so he says he's going to tell you three different approaches, three ways to motivate yourself and your thinking and your analysis and introspection. Number one, l'shleimei hadas, those who are of perfect understanding or wholeness of understanding, people who are at a higher level, spiritually, TLM ha'ar b'mashi yisbar lahem ki rak ha'shleimus ha'adava ha'ra'i she'yachamin mehem v'lo zulaseh. What will motivate them is when they reach the understanding that shleimus, spiritual fulfillment, is the only thing that really matters. Nothing else is worth their striving and their desires, and really, this is what is real. V'she'ein ra gadol mechasun ha'shleimus v'arachek mimenu. So on one side, what is the most meaningful and real thing you can partake in? Shleimus of your avodas Hashem. And what is the worst thing you can do? What's the real ra? Chesron hashleimus. Anything you lack, any perfection that you lack in your avodas Hashem. Ki hinei achar sheyisbar zeh atzlam, v'yisbar lahem kemochen hayos ha'emtzayim alav ha'masim ha'tovim v'amidos ha'tovos, vadehu shelo yisratzu me'olam laham'it be'ela ha'emtzayim ola'hakel b'hem. Once it becomes clear to them that Masim Tovim and Midos Tovos is the goal of life, then that's all they need to motivate them. They are motivated by a desire to do what's true, what's right, what's meaningful, and that's it. Kikvar nisbar aslam shim memtsaim ela yimatu lahem, o memtsaim yu chalashim, v'lo b'chol ha'chozak ha'mitzarech b'hem, hine lo yasigu b'hem shleimus ha'miti, ela yigara mehem kifi ma shegarohem b'shtadlusam. They will understand naturally that the stronger they are in their masim tovim and midos tovos, so then they will achieve shleimus. And shleimus in your avodas Hashem, that's the goal. And anything that is lacking in your avodas Hashem, and he says, k'fi ma shegaru hem b'shtadlusam ninsam chaser ha'shleimus. So to them, it's what the Rambam defines as lasos ha'emes mipnei she'emes, truth for truth's sake. They understand that masim tovim, midos tovos, Torah, mitzvah, spiritual fulfillment, that is reality. And they understand anything short of perfection in that area means that you haven't achieved your goals. Therefore, naturally, all the choices they make will be to increase Torah and mitzvot. And they won't just want to do it to be yotzei. They'll want to do it behider. They'll want to do it right. They won't want to miss out on any of the details. They will be constantly worried about not doing things properly. Not worried and anxious in an unhealthy sense. It means that they really care. They really want to get it right. And This leads to a place where he'll be discussing in chapter 24, Yiras Chet, Shehin Minam Shubacha Sheba Madregos, Shea Adam Yare Tami Vidog Penny Matze Vyadoez Hashemet Chet, Shea Kvea Minashlemos, Asher Huchayev Lishtadel Bavuro. He wants to get things right. He's not afraid of chet because of being punished. He's afraid of chet because how can you let God down? It says in Baba Basra that when somebody is in Gan Eden after Mei Avi and they see somebody else's reward, they see what chuppah, the canopy that he has earned in Olam HaEmes, he will be jealous. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, means is it will remind him that he could have done more. So Shalom Bedato is motivated by a desire to do the right thing.